approximately 24 square kilometers, signifying a remarkable reduction of almost 95%. Yet as we take pride in our achievements, we remain cognizant of the ongoing challenges. According to the 2024 humanitarian needs overview, over 2.5 million people in South Sudan are estimated to be in need of much action support, while the realization of the anti-personnel mine ban convention completion deadline of 2026 is becoming increasingly challenging owing to steadily increasing funding levels. Seasonal flooding, poor infrastructure, and prevailing insecurity, we must not falter in our commitment. This year, South Sudan took a significant step forward by acceding to the Convention on Cluster Munitions, becoming its 112th member state. This strengthens the universalization of key disarmament treaties and reaffirms our commitment to our resolve to create a safer future free from the threat of explosive hazards. In addition, our recent accession to the Convention on the Rights of the Person with Disabilities and the passage of our first mine action law mark pivotal movements in our journey towards a secure and inclusive society. Ladies and gentlemen, looking back at the far we have come, this also to serve to emphasize that our goal of South Sudan free from explosive hazards, including anti-personnel mines, cluster munitions, and other ERW, is an achievable goal. The goal is within the sight. In expressing our gratitude, we acknowledge the invaluable support provided by our donors, the United Nations Mine Action Service, UNMAS, UNMIS, and national and international NGOs. Their technical and operational expertise has been cornerstone of our progress thus far, a testament to the power of collaboration and achieving shared goals. As we stand at this juncture, let us collectively recommit to the vision of South Sudan free from the explosive hazards, despite the challenges that lie ahead. The goal remains within our collective reach, guided by the principles of disarmament, humanitarian safety, and steadfast determination to secure a better future for our people. Without further ado, I thank you here, Mr. President. Thank you very much.